And suddenly something happened. All resistance collapsed. He was no longer looking for anything to happen. There was surrender to what is, not looking for some state anymore. And there it was. The last thing that, there's a film, The Little Buddha, which is, has some nice things in it, although it's too much about the legendary Buddha, but there's still beautiful scenes in it. The last thing that disturbs him is when he's sitting under a tree and he sees his reflection in a little pool of puddle of water. Self-reflection. And he sees his face in the little puddle of water next to him, and he's fascinated by that suddenly. And suddenly an arm comes out of this pool of water and tries to pull him down. And he frees himself, and then the reflection is gone. This is the last attempt by the ego to be there as an object in his consciousness, to see himself as someone, to remain there as an object in his consciousness, a mental object, to making himself into a mental, this is normal consciousness, making himself into a mental object and then have a relationship with it. I love myself. I hate myself. Now, do I really hate myself? I must remind myself on my bathroom mirror that I love myself. I love myself. You have a relationship with yourself. Of course, it's better to love yourself than to hate yourself. It makes life a little easier. But when you love yourself, there's always, on the other side, the possibility that you might also hate yourself. Better to go beyond loving and hating yourself by not having a relationship with yourself at all. By simply being yourself. And you can only be yourself as space consciousness, not as an object. So, anything that goes wrong in your life, a form that appears and you allow it to be, that form becomes an opening into the formless within you. So, your spiritual practice is whenever something goes wrong in your life, and luckily enough, it happens a lot. Not saying that you cannot improve your life. You can improve your life greatly. You can create a much better reality for yourself, which is nice. You can create through applying the power of thought and action and visualization. You can improve your life considerably. You can live in a bigger, more beautiful place, feel better about yourself, and so on. But you cannot escape from the other, from arising. Sooner or later, another polarity, no matter what situation you go into, and I'm not saying you shouldn't improve your life, it's great, but do not expect it to be free of the other polarity, which will arise. Even in the mansion, something will go wrong. And that's what the gossip magazines are all about. The gossip magazines are about things going wrong in mansions. And that makes people feel a little bit better about things going on in their little houses. But it's the same. And they love reading about famous people, things going wrong in their lives. Oh, isn't that great? Their lives are all collapsing, just like mine. So, one thing that usually happens that when something goes wrong, it pulls you into the old, it strengthens the reactivity of the old mind structures. There's complaining and running away and shouting and fighting. But there's the possibility when you recognize the little thing, big thing, going wrong, so to speak, that it isn't really wrong. You work with it. You work with it by not resisting the isness of what, of the suchness. Buddha has this beautiful expression, suchness, the suchness. And you work with that rather than resisting it,